the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I am very, very fine also.
Excellent.
What have you brought us this morning? It looks very exciting.
Oh, there's a few exciting things today.
Oh, ooh. Nearly lost a bunch of records there.
No, that was just a bit of excitement, I thought.
So, quick fingers, you saved it.
Let's talk about the, I'll tell you it's something we're doing for the Not Record Store Day tomorrow, but
yes.
I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with what we're going to be hearing. Now, basically, all three of the records we're hearing today are sort of on the fringes of popular soul funk type things.
Cool.
On the fringes for different reasons. One of the things we're going to do on the fringes, because even though it was quite professional down in San Francisco, it was released, self-released, and sort of disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was an Australian single release by a New Zealand artist, but sort of didn't take hold here at all.
Yeah.
The first one we're doing is on the fringes because music made and released in Japan during the 80s didn't really make it outside of Japan. It didn't speak to an international audience until quite recently. Oh, yes.
This sounds... We've already had some texts in about this record this morning, Troy.
Yeah, for the people who are hoping that this is what we'd be doing...
Man, the cover is so cool.
That is an amazing...
This might be one of my favourite ones you've bought so far.
The cover? Really?
Yeah.
So this is Pacific Breeze 2. This is the Light in the Attic compilation of Japanese city pop, AOR, boogie. What else does it say on the subtitle? What other music do they say?
City pop, AOR and boogie, 1972 to 1986.
There you go. Now, what you're hearing now is from 1978. This is... he's not Hiroshi on this. Who is he on this?
He's Yui Mai.
Yui Mai. Yui Mai was a fellow who was in the Sadistic Mika band.
Sadistic Mika,
yep.
Mean name.
And also the band that came straight after that, the Sadistics. This here, though, is from his soundtrack to... Who is it a soundtrack to? Which Japanese detective?
Kinda
Ichikosuke.
Thank you very much. I was like, you brought him up that time and he was really cool and I can't remember his name. Kinda Ichikosuke. That's...
So
in the title here as well, I should have known.
Yeah, you should have. Remember a few weeks ago it was the Mystery Kinda Ichikosuke band.
Yes.
They also appear on this compilation, but this here is a slightly different picture of that detective. It's not quite as creepy.
It's a bit funkier.
A little bit funkier.
I can imagine him strutting down the street to this, you know, on his way to solve a crime.
I'm not sure if he was a monster or he just played the flute, or whether that means the same thing. I don't know. But
who knows?
Anyways, this here is a... I said to you before, I don't really subscribe to the notion of genres and rules, which means this is and this is and that is and that is. But... You can hear throughout what is the unifying thing throughout the Pacific Breeze record, and in fact Pacific Breeze the first one as well, is that basically this was music which was almost like a dialogue with the kind of contemporary music which was coming out of California at the time.
Okay, that's interesting.
And what we also have on this, what's the name of the artist? What is his name again?
Yui Mai?
No, that artist.
Sorry.
The cover artist.
Oh, the cover artist. Apologies. Artwork is by Hiroshi Nagai.
Oh, Hiroshi Nagai, yes. Nagai. Now, his pictures were basically of California scenes,
this
but
is
in
a very,
Japanese style.
I was going to say, this is not a very Japanese-looking image, but it is a beautiful pink and bright purple-coloured record. You've got a massive palm tree in the middle and a cityscape that does look very LA.
And the hills in the background.
And the hills, yeah.
This is really nice, the songs, but I would buy this record just for how it looks.
You can. You're allowed to.
I know. Well, you know. But, do you do that, Troy, ever? Buy it because of what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
I feel
glad.
Like anyone who says they don't is
It's
lying.
Like when people say don't judge a book by its cover. Of course you're going to.
Yeah.
That's how you pick books in the library. Yeah. I don't know how anybody does anything different.
Well, I read the blurb sometimes, but...
So also on this record, apart from who we've just heard, which was Yui Mai and Mystery Kinda Ichi band that we talked about, Kimiko Kasai, the great funky vocalist who did
awesome.
The record with Herbie Hancock called Butterfly, which you might know. Who else is on here? Momoko Kikuchi. That tune there, Blind Curve. If you think you haven't heard it, you probably have.
Ah.
The Sadistics are on here, i.e. the group after Mika left the Sadistic Mika band. They're an interesting group. They were kind of, they did tour with Roxy Music in the 70s.
Oh,
and
really?
They were kind of influenced by British sort of glam type things. And their name was a shot at the Plastic Ono band. Ono, Sadistic Mika.
Yeah.
But a fantastic compilation from Light in the Attic.
A big
two
fan
LP
of that.
Sets. It's great.
Light in the Attic does do a good comp, don't they?
Yeah, I was just about to say, because they did that one you bought in, Stone Crush.
Yep.
Stone Crush, very
Stone
nice.
Crush.
Actually,
all, right.
All four on the back here are really good. Mm. Don't sleep on Donnie and Joe Emerson.
What was the name of that record again, Troy?
That is Pacific Breeze 2.
And what is this?
Well, this here, things are delayed, so I couldn't bring you in the actual record. But
we've got a lovely laminated piece of paper here, though.
Don't give it away, Rach.
This is a track that BFM listeners will be very familiar with.
Indeed.
Delvanius and the Fascinations with Voodoo Lady. But what is special about this, Troy?
Well, a label in Europe called Warm have launched this reissue series called Rewarm, and their very first thing is a South Pacific sort of disco-y funk.
Awesome.
A-side, Delvanius. The B-side, Golden Harvest.
Oh, that's a great combo.
Yeah.
So this was put out on a overseas label.
Yeah.
So how did it kind of end up over there? Because I think the only other time we've had like a major release of this recently was the local Heed the Call record.
Yeah.
So how did a kind of UK label get its hands on this?
I think the people who are behind that label are those kind of people who call themselves crate diggers. And I mean, this originally came out on an Australian label called Infinity in 77. And of course, it made no impact in this country, really. It was a while away from Delvanius actually being hailed here for the musical gem that he was.
Yeah.
The record company said he wouldn't even release it.
It sounds a little bit different to the version I'm used to hearing. Still sounds fantastic, though. What a voice, eh?
The cover looks cool.
Cover is cool.
Mm. Got a big orange and...
It's like a geometric sunset abstract
orange
situation.
And browns and...
It does actually have a little sticker on it saying... So I think that might be the generic label for the whole series.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so I said things are a bit delayed. This is a super limited release. This was going to be a Record Store Day release.
Ah.
Right? And in fact, tomorrow was going to be the rescheduled Record Store Day, but of course...
Has it been rescheduled again?
Well, now Record Store Day is occurring over three different months.
End
of August, end of September, and end of October. They're splitting it into 3 days for the drops of the things. But, you know, in Britain, they're doing Tomorrow Becomes Love Record Stores.
Love
Record Store Day.
Nice.
You know, because quite often people forget that Record Store Day is supposed to be also a celebration of the stores themselves rather than just, oh, here's some
You get
things.
A flash new yeah, vinyl that new only gets exclusive. A special release. Yeah.
But so, in fact, for that tomorrow, we're going to make a nod towards that. Not tomorrow, on Saturday, I mean.
Saturday,
we're going to nod towards that. And even though we don't have a load of release, we have a lot of new releases, but we don't have too many special ones, except for this, which is delayed. But what we're going to do is we'll do some specials in store. We'll do we've got about six or seven crates of sale products. We're just going to make all of those $10 each.
But I think you're right. Like, in
we're also going to take 50% off all secondhand.
Oh,
okay.
That
so
sounds,
that's what
I'm
going to
say,
do.
Troy. That sounds like a very good situation happening on Saturday.
Can go and support their record stores, and we're lucky in New Zealand that we can go and do that.
That's right. I mean, because who knows what's going to happen in the future. What did you think of Delvanius right there?
I'm a big fan of that. I actually like that version, not necessarily better, but differently. I like that version than the other one I'm familiar with, which is that Heed the Call version of it. I'm a big fan,
B-side of it, Golden Harvest, I Need Your Love. That there, so it is going to be kind of essential to pre-order that because it's going to be super limited. Oh, here is some more.
There is a thematic line running through these.
Totally is.
I'm a big fan of it this morning.
Now, in 1985, a man from the San Francisco Bay Area called Ian Wilson decided he was going to self-record an album, play everything on it except for the guitar. He got his buddy into that. But he was a guy that had trained playing reed instruments. In fact, he'd even studied clarinet and saxophone with Joe Henderson.
He looks like a clarinetist. If there was going to be like a look for a clarinetist.
Yeah, you could well be right.
What you're imagining in your head, listener, is probably right.
Yeah.
He's got a great moustache, has to be pointed out.
I'm no big fan of moustaches, but nonetheless, good on Ian Wilson for putting his face on his self-produced record. The record is called Straight From The Heart. Now,
there's quite a lot of photos of Ian Wilson on the back of this too.
Well, he did it himself. He's the only. Who else is he going to put on there?
Yeah,
he's
just that him. Is a good point. Why not indulge yourself if you can?
But I mean, if you listen to this, it's like it's not fun. A million miles away from what became mainstream hits at the time.
No.
And that sort of R&B funk sort of thing. You know, so
his voice is maybe a bit different. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, this is nice.
So, this has been one of those ones that people have heard about in the digital age because of one particular tune showing up on YouTube algorithms and on people's rare soul records blogs and that kind of thing. But this is the only first time it's ever been reissued.
Oh, right.
This is really cool. I like a record like this which has got passion project written all over it a bit.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm making this record. I'm going to do everything except for the guitar. I can't do the guitar. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to do everything else.
He could do the guitar, but he just didn't. I don't know.
You know.
I know what you mean, but I don't think that it's one of those things that people would necessarily sneer at. It's like, oh,
no.
Silly amateur. I mean, it's
a passion project in a good way. Less a vanity project, more of a passion project is
okay,
what I mean.
Okay, I see the distinction.
Yeah. There is a distinction.
Okay, listen to this bit. Oh, yeah, break it on down, Ian.
I do like the little guitar. Very orange juice, kind of a chicka-ching.
I quite like the aesthetic of the record as well.
Yep.
As much as we said it's all photos of him.
Oh, yeah, I'm just not dissing it.
I like it, yeah.
I want to put it out there. I feel like I've been very rude to Ian this morning. Ian, I'm a big fan of this vibe.
He's still around in San Francisco. He's been working basically as a music teacher and plays in bands in San Francisco.
Go Ian. I hope he's still got a good moustache.
There's a song for Caitlin on there.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Song for Caitlin. I mean, different spelling.
Yeah, and also he's waiting for Sharon.
He is waiting for Sharon.
But this, like so many of the things, which I kind of feel so privileged to, that we're now living in a time where all of this stuff, which was like completely fell through the cracks of history.
Yeah.
Now we have an opportunity not just to hear it, but to like be able to buy it in the form that the person, you know, was the original intent of it.
Yeah.
I just think it's totally cool.
Do you think this is a love record? I mean, two is better than one.
Yeah.
Song for Caitlin, waiting for Sharon. Straight from the heart.
But who's it for, Sharon or Caitlin?
Well, maybe both. A game called love.
Yeah, I think it's a love record. But I mean, it's like, you listen to this and you...
Oh, that's nice.
So this track is...
Two is better than one.
Yeah. And you get bang for your buck, right? This is a 24-minute song, isn't it?
No, I was winding you up to upset you.
Oh, what? You got me.
I think it's about four.
It's like a 3-minute song.
Four, 3 minutes, yeah.
Ask Troy how long the tracks are, and he told me this song was 24 minutes long.
He bought it.
Mm.
This is very cool. I'm a big fan of Ian Wilson.
So
Straight
this,
from the Heart.
This one has been reissued by the fantastic Be With label. We got that on the shelves now.
Fantastic. Cool. And when are the other two, remind us of the names, when are the other two popping onto the shelves there?
Well, the Delvanius and Golden Harvest 7-inch, that one, as soon as it arrives,
yep.
But you can pre-order it as from now.
And it sounds like
sure
that might
one.
Be the hot tip as well.
Could
if
well
you want
be.
That.
And Pacific Breeze 2 on the shelves. This minute. It's there right now.
Fantastic.
And people should go support their local record stores on Saturday for what would have been...
What would have been the first rescheduled date of record store day.
Now we've just got lots of rescheduled dates. But
let me just remind you, you can get the sale product we have in the middle of the store in those six or seven bins. We're going to knock that down to $10
That's
per
mean.
Record.
Ooh, that is dangerous, actually. That is very dangerous. Thank you very much for that, Troy.
A
we'll
pleasure.
See you on Saturday.
You will.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.